Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is A Little Bit of Luke, Part 6. We're preaching through Luke at the moment in church, and so these podcasts, recordings, are about the context and the background, the Gospel of Luke, so that hopefully we get a bigger picture of his message and his emphasis. Now, today, we're talking about his particular emphasis on the cross and the suffering of the Christ, but not just on it as a fact, but as a necessity. A necessity. All the Gospels, of course, contain information about the cross and the suffering, but Luke has this emphasis on it, how important it was, how necessary it was. He uses a Greek word many times, called which is dei, D-E-I, dei. To emphasize, it just means the necessity of something, how something has to happen, it has to be that way. And Jesus uses this word. Let me give you a few references. I won't read all of the references here. I'll put them on the website. But Jesus says, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Must press on. Must suffer many things in Luke 9. Must suffer many things, Luke 17. And then at the end, towards the end of the gospel here, in Luke 24, the Son of Man must be delivered over into the hands of sinners. That's the word day there. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things? Luke 24, 26. And again in Luke 24, 44, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled. It is written about me in the law of the Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. So this word day, this must, this necessity comes up time and time again. And Luke has this emphasis. It must be very deliberate. Why? Isn't that the big question? Why would he emphasize the necessity of the cross, the necessity of the sufferings of Messiah, and more than the other Gospels? Is the fact that we think he's a Gentile, and perhaps writing to a largely Gentile audience, something to do with that? Is it something to do with the shame of the cross, the fact that it was a punishment meted out by the Roman Empire to criminals, to terrorists? Did he want to show a different side to this? Or was there something going on in the early church that they needed to understand how important it was that Messiah, the Christ, actually had to suffer and go to the cross? What do you think? I'd be very interested to know why you think Luke has this particular emphasis. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear this recording. Next time we'll talk about the kingdom of God when we have a little bit more Luke. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.